Greetings, dear friends, in the precious and worthy name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. We have come to the very last week of our ministry over radio station WNAH. For 25 years now, we have been preaching on this station, first on Saturday, and then going to the daily broadcast Monday through Friday, and we have finally come to the last week. In case you haven't heard, this has come about as a result of much soul-searching and prayer. We at the Gospel Chapel, who meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in that name alone, have sought to be good stewards of that which God has given us. And so at the conclusion of this week, we will conclude our ministry on WNAH. Now, that's not to say we're not continuing a ministry here in Nashville. In fact, the money that has been used for this outreach purpose will continue to be used, but in a different means, as an outreach effort to the citizens of this great city. We're still burdened, we're still committed, we're still sold on the same basic truths that Hal Green preached 25 years ago, and that by the grace of God, I continue to preach. Here are some of the things we have held. We have not moved off our position one iota. We are committed to the fact that the Bible is the Word of God, inspired, inerrant, God's complete revelation to man. We have always believed and taught that God is one. He is the eternal God who has chosen to manifest himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus Christ is very God of very God, born of the Virgin Mary, living a sinless life so that he could die upon the cross of Calvary for my sin and yours. We believe that not only was he crucified and buried, but he arose again bodily the third day, and he ascended into the heavens, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, and where he's waiting to come for us, even as he promised. He's there as our high priest, our advocate. He's there is a Savior for whosoever will come to him, and it's necessary that every man, woman, and child come, because we're all sinners by nature, by choice, by practice. And concerning this salvation, it's offered to all who will call upon the name of the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Salvation is a gift. It was paid for at Calvary. It's complete and it's eternal for whosoever will. We believe the church is made up of true believers, all who are genuinely in Christ. And those Christians should gather together in Christian fellowship. They gather for the purpose of teaching the word, for fellowship, for prayer, and for breaking of bread. We at the Gospel Chapel believe that the celebration of the Lord's Supper is something we should do as often as possible. And so we have the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, communion every Lord's Day for those who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. We also believe in another ordinance, and that is the ordinance of baptism. When those who have been saved by the grace of God, those who have been cleansed by the precious blood of Christ, when they are made members of his body, added to his church, then they have an obligation to declare that allegiance and proclaim the love for him by being immersed in the waters of baptism. These things we have always believed. These things we continue to believe. And these things we continue to teach at the Gospel Chapel, where Christians gather solely in the blessed and worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And though we will not be on WNAH any longer after this week, we will continue to proclaim these truths through many and varied methods. We believe that we should gather in his name alone, without any denominational name. The Lord Jesus Christ provides us the greatest name under heaven by which to call ourselves, the name of the Christian. And we need nothing else save to belong to him and to use the name that he has given us. Just as a man's wife, when he takes her as his wife and she becomes his wife, she also takes his name. Beloved, when the Lord Jesus saved me, I took his name. I have found it adequate. We believe, too, that in the local church, God gives gifts for the purpose of building up the body. And for that reason, we do not adhere to a one-man ministry, but seek to use and develop all the gifts that God has given to his church. Beloved, these are some of the things that we have held these 25 years that we've been on the radio. We continue to hold them. We find the truth of God to be most precious. We find even more so the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to those who believe. If you have questions, if we can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to call. We meet in the Lord's name alone. We preach the word. We give preeminence to Jesus Christ. And out at the Gospel Chapel on Sonia Drive, there are no strangers, but there's some friends you haven't met. Come on out soon and meet them, and let us meet you. And may the Lord richly bless you today for his name's sake. Amen.